You're listening to the audio production of Taking Charge of Change, How Rebuilders Solve Hard Problems by Paul Shoemaker, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by John Behrens. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com.
Introduction. Our Bridges. Generosity in an unexpected place. Roseanne Haggerty's story goes like this. Shortly after college, the building next door to where she lived in New York City was known as Homeless Hell. The building had descended into chaos and bankruptcy and was a temporary shelter for homeless families. Also living there were 200 longtime elderly residents and people with mental illness. The building was rife with drug selling and prostitution. She tried to interest housing groups in saving the building, but no one believed it could be transformed. Haggerty decided to leave her work and take on the mission. In 1990, she started an organization, Common Ground, to demonstrate solutions to homelessness at scale. In the following 20 years, they created nearly 3,000 new homes in creatively financed buildings in and around New York City, which assisted 4,500 lower-income and homeless individuals. She also knew that homelessness was continuing to rise. Homelessness does not discriminate by geography. It occurs from urban centers to suburbs to rural regions. Homelessness in rural settings is often hidden, unlike the more visible street homeless in urban areas. The homelessness challenge directly affects nonprofit, public, and private sectors because of its impact on quality of life, public safety, and economic development, not to mention public health and personal endangerment. Given that Common Ground, now named Breaking Ground, hadn't stopped homelessness from increasing, in 2011, Haggerty founded Community Solutions to help communities across the United States end homelessness. Just 4 years later, their 100,000 homes campaign exceeded its goal by housing more than 105,000 Americans, a phenomenal accomplishment. Yet, at the conclusion of that effort, she could not escape the stark fact that none of the communities involved had ended homelessness. She was trying to climb a mountain that kept getting steeper with a summit that kept getting higher. If you don't know Roseanne Haggerty, at this point you might assume that because she gave it an incredibly admirable effort, doing more than just about anyone else ever had, she would feel disheartened or disgruntled. If she felt any of those feelings, it didn't stop her. In her very humble way, Roseanne Haggerty is pretty steely-eyed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?